Sukkah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sukkah Bavli, Daf Lamed Hei. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Dalad Amad Beis, at the first mission on the page, Esrog HaGozel. Esrog HaGozel VaYovish Posel, a stolen or dry Esrog is invalid. Shel Asheru Shel Eron Nidachas Posel, if it came from a tree that was worshipped as an idol, or from a city that must be destroyed due to the idol worship that exists there, then it's invalid. Shel Ola Posel, Shel Truma Temeya Posel, VaShel Tahira, Lo Yitol V'Imnotel Kasha. If it's Ola, means the fruit that grows within the first 3 years of the life of the tree, it's invalid. If it's Truma Temeya, it's invalid. If it's Truma Tahira, he shouldn't take it, but if he did, it's valid. V'Shel Demai, Peshame, Poisim V'Yisela Machshirin. If it's Demai, Peshame say it's invalid, and Beisela say that it's valid. V'Shel Masa Sheni, Yerushalayim, Lo Yitol V'Imnotel Kasha. If it's Masa Sheni in Yerushalayim, he shouldn't take it, but if he did, it's valid. The Gemara says, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Pri Eitz Hado, Eitz Yipirio Hado, Ve Eitz Hado, Eze, Ze, Ze Esrog. The Gemara brings a Pasuk in Vayikra Chof Gimel Pasuk Mem, you should take for yourselves a fruit of the Hado tree, a tree that both its fruit and its branch is Hado, is beautiful. This is the Esrog tree. In Tema, Rimoina, Pirio Hado, Vein Eitz Hado, Vein Eitz Hado. If you suggest it's a pomegranate tree, no, its fruit is beautiful, but its branch is not. Im temem charuva, eitzei hada ve'impiri hada. If you suggest it's the carob tree, its branch is beautiful, but its fruit is not. Only the esrog has both of these characteristics. Hada amar b'levi shehu dar be'ilonei meshana lechaverta. Hada, according to b'levi, we can understand it to mean a fruit that stays dar on the tree from year to year. Amar tanchuma tirgum akidus hada hidu. Ilan Chugazel al Pnei Hamayim. The Tanchuma says that Achilles translated the word Hada to be Hidda, which is the Greek for water. So it means a tree that grows from all types of water, such as rain, irrigation, spring water, and that is an Esrog tree. Tani Rebishim ben Yechai, Velakachdom Lachem Pri Eitz Hada, Eitz Shepirio Hada Ve Eitzei Hada. Tam Pirio Katam Eitzei. Tam Eitzei Katam Pirio. Pirioi demel eitzoi demel pirioi ve'eze ze esug. Reb Shimon ben Yochai said in a brisa from the pasuk that we just mentioned before, you shall take for yourselves a fruit of the hadar tree, a tree that both its fruit and its branch is beautiful. The fruit tastes like the branch tastes like the fruit, its fruit is like its branch is like its fruit. This refers to the esug tree. Rabbi Yaakov de Maya by Masnithin de Leke Beishamai de Taninan. V'shel demai, v'shem ha'poislin, v'yithel ha'machshirin, v'shem ha'sesheni, b'yushalayim, la'yitah v'yinathol kosher. Rav Yaakov Dvaymaya said that the end of our Mishnah does not follow Beis Shammai, as it first teaches that according to Beis Shammai, an esrog of demai is invalid, and the assumed reason is that the esrog will become mukhshir, will be prepared to receive tumah when it comes into contact with the wet lulav, since it's prohibited to cause the tumah smaifa and ma'sesheni inside it to become tummy, Beis Shammai prohibit using such an esrog. Beis Shammai is unlike the end of our Mishnah that teaches that one should not take an esrog of Masa Sheni in Yerushalayim, but if he did, it's valid. Beis Shammai should have said that such an esrog is completely invalid. We come now to the next Mishnah. Also Chazavis al Rubai, Nitla Bitmasai, Niklaf, Nistak, Nikav, which is a Chasek or Shehu Pasel. If bumps developed on most of it, the pitum was removed, it was peeled, it was split, or it had a hole and was lacking, in all of these cases, it's invalid. Also Chazavis al Miyotai, Nitl, if bumps appeared only on part of it, its ukutz was removed, or it had a hole but nothing was lacking, in all of these cases, it's valid. Esrog a kushi posel, a black esrog is invalid. A yorik gakarsan, Reb Meir machshir Reb Yehuda posel, an esrog that's green like a leek, Reb Meir says that it's valid, Reb Yehuda says that it's invalid. And now the Gemara says, Reb Yitzchak bar Nachman, b'shem Shmuel, kol ha'psulim, einam poislin, ela b'yomtov harishon bilvad. Reb Yitzchak bar Nachman, quoting Shmuel, said that all of the disqualifications of the Mishnah only apply on the first day of Sukkos. Taman amrin, v'rubim esad echod. When the Mishnah taught that bumps on most of it is invalid, we're referring to most of one side. If it's in two or three places, then even bumps on part of it would be invalid. Choyt maika rubay lefil, if bumps appear on the nose, which is on the wider part near the top, before it slopes towards the top. It's considered if there are bumps on most of it, then it's invalid because it's more visible. Nitla pitmase, the Mishnah taught about if its pitum was removed, it's invalid. Tamanamrin shoshantoi. In Bavel, they say that the pitum refers to the flower on top of the nipple, which protrudes from the top of the esug. Even if only the flower was removed, but the nipple part remained, it's still invalid. Rav Yitzchak bar Chakula ama pika. Rav Yitzchak bar Chakula says it's the pika, which is the end of the branch which enters the bottom of the esug, where it hangs from the tree.